You're connected to CMN Network.
W8FU.
Connected to CMN Network.
NAWRO. Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Timothy. What's shaking? Oh, not a whole bunch today. We had a good D2 net last night. The repeaters behaved nicely. Thank you for that. Mike was actually doing the net control for them. So that's a little bit of a change there. Today, unfortunately, I have a root canal on deck for myself. But I am looking forward to getting that over with. Yeah, that would be something it would be nice to get past. Never had one. And I am extremely fearful of Venice. I can't tolerate the pain. And sometimes, you know, they hit whatever it is correctly. And the one time it worked really, really well is I asked him what he did, because whatever he did, do that every time. And he says he hit the ligament with the painkiller or the number, and that was a breeze. But they never do that, and it's agony. Yeah, I've had one done before, and when it works out, it works out fine. But this one's being a little stubborn, so I had to go to a specialist down in Wally's neck of the woods, and hopefully just get it over with. It's got a temporary cap in it right now, so it's fine. But you know, like to get that behind me, of course. So you've already had the actual root canal, if it's already been capped. I don't know how that works. Well, this one's a little complicated because I have a dentist up here in Richmond that started it, and she got three of the cavities, shall we call them, cleaned out. But there's a third that she couldn't get to, so she had to refer me to a specialist. So arguably it's one or two-thirds done, so maybe that'll make it go smooth today, but I guess to be determined. Oh, it'll be easy peasy then. At least that's the position we'll take. Ah, well, what time is that? Joyous occasion. I think it's a little after 10 o'clock. So probably leave here around 9:45-ish to get down to 23 Mile Road in New Baltimore there. Well, other than that, playing around with Wally's New Haven repeater there. That's working out pretty good. Enjoy that project. Can't believe the set is coming up like almost a month away already, October 3rd. Saturday, October 3rd, so we're going to have to start planning for that. No doubt. So, here we are. Fall is upon us. My birthday's a couple of weeks out. That's the beginning of fall. All the Christmas babies being born right now. Yeah, one of our guys, Dean, just had a birthday a couple days ago. I forget when it was, but that's good stuff. Yeah, there's
time of the year when I get on my Facebook and there's like 10 people that are having birthdays. You know, and then it seems like the big ones for us are May and September. What's May? What's 9 months before May?
Yeah, I suppose for ARPSC, I got the database. I could do all the members' birthdays, do a little chart there, and acknowledge their birthday. But myself nowadays, I'd rather just kind of let mine pass. I don't like to really acknowledge it that much. But it beats the alternative, there's no doubt.
Oh, yeah. We've kind of ignored, not ignored, but we've kind of done nothing about birthdays for several years now. Andrea is 5 weeks behind mine. I'm the 15th of September, and she's the 22nd of October. So she's 5 weeks younger than me. We've played with that over the years. When we were younger, I used to tease her about being a kid. Now that we're older, she teases me about being the old man.
Yeah, mine's in June, always been in June, and then my ex's was in December, so we were always flipped on the different sides of the calendar there, but yeah, I'm lucky I can remember my kid's birthday. So September, and oh, that's right, my son's coming up in October. Yeah, I got to remember that one.
So a Christmas baby, there you go. But, yeah, anywho, I'm going to try to install a dash camera in my work car today. I had one surplus to my needs, used to keep it in my old car, and bought a new one for the new car, so I got this old one, cheapy. Going to throw in the work car, I think, so that's on my agenda for today, in addition to regular work.
Yeah, you're going to have to keep us posted on how that works out. That is something I've always wanted to do and never got around to it. It just seems like in this day and age, that'd be a good safety factor to have something recording, you know, date and time stamp and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, I've been running one for several years now. It's not needed. I needed it once, but it wasn't like for an accident or anything. I got a ticket, and I didn't believe I was doing the speed he said. And he didn't radar me, and he let me off and, you know, just nailed me with a no proof of insurance, which I actually had. And but he said that was doing me a favor, and I says, you know, well, do me a favor if I was actually doing something wrong. And I didn't think about the camera. I said, damn it, I could have grabbed the camera footage and it GPS timestamp and everything, you know, and it has GPS miles per hour, all that. And I didn't think of it in time, and it, you know, it's first in, first out with those things. And I didn't have a very big car. I figured, you know, if I need it, I need it, you know, within the last, you know, day, and I don't really need any archival footage. Well, I didn't think of it, you know, and so the next day I went and I said, oh, man, and I went to grab it, and it had already rolled out. So I bought a much bigger card for it, 256 gigs, so now, you know, now the thing can record several weeks, and, you know, if I want to go back and look at something, it also sees your car when it's parked. If somebody bumps it or something like that, it'll light up. So I think they're a pretty good thing to have, and you can get them pretty cheap.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to put that on my to-do list. It doesn't sound like it'd be that hard of an install. And talking about time, I remember, well, in the building next to you where I used to work back in the day when I first started. You probably recall this. It was a VHS tapes, and it was a 30-day cycle. And we had that whole banks of them, and we had to have someone assigned to go in there on midnight shift and change all the tapes. I think we had 12 decks or something like that. Of course, it's been all automated years ago, but what a deal. And if it was over the 30-day cycle, well, you know, we don't have it. It's been taped over, literally taped over.
Oh, yeah, I remember those. God, those were a pain in the ass. You know, the trunk of a car is not the place for a VHS tape machine. And we were always fixing them and whatnot. They quickly moved to hard drives, and now they're doing the cloud thing. So they just, whenever they're near one of the stations, they just upload automatically. So there's a little storage on the unit itself, but yeah, good stuff. It's been by and large beneficial to the worker. I know there was a little pushback when they first came out, but it's been overwhelmingly beneficial to the worker. Because usually they're getting accused of things, and it's documented proof that they're not.
Oh yeah, 100% agree. 100% agree with that. That always helped out. And then we get into the body cams, but maybe not for the air. But still agree with that.
You know, the problem is the ones that vindicate don't generally make good, you know, TV. So, you know, it's the ones that don't vindicate, the ones that, you know, prove otherwise, those are ones that sensationalize and make the news. So that's what people think. It's a shame. They should show the hundreds that vindicate for every one that they're allowed to show that condemns.
Yes, sir. That's kind of what I dealt with for quite a number of years. It's like, they don't get it. But, what are you going to do?
Yeah, like I said, it doesn't make good sensational TV. So, people aren't interested. So, anywho, you know, but sometimes the bad ones are bad. You just shake your head and you go, oh my God, are you kidding me? So, but, you know, they're dealt with, usually. So, anyhow, enough on that. I tried to stick this camera to my windshield yesterday, and whatever the tape I used, it fell off before I even finished the work day, but I was on my way home, so I just pulled it down, just hanging by the cord. And I'll just, when I get in, I'll readdress it. But, they are very easy to install. You basically just got to stick it up near your mirror somewhere, and then you tuck a cord under the liner and down the A-pillar. And if you've got a micro USB or USB port, you can plug it in there. Otherwise, they supply you with a cigarette lighter adapter. And then they got hardwire kits if you want to just go ahead and do the actual hardwiring, which is what I'll do with my new one. But you can get away with just plugging it into a USB or even cigarette lighter USB converter.
NAWRO. Yeah, all that talk reminds me. I got to separate that Kinect Systems head like Phil did on his install. I got to put it in the back. And yes, I'm cheating. There's a power port, cigarette lighter, whatever you want to call it. It's in the back now. So I'll use that and run a Cat 6 all the way up and thread it through the seats to the front and use the front firing speaker head only rather than having the whole radio sit side saddle. It's just a better install there.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. Now, do you have the you know, the antenna cable is going to have to get to the trunk unit, so you have to consider running that as well.
So right now the antenna cable is running all the way up front, and it has to go all the way back to the hatch. It's an Explorer. Yeah, well, you saw it. And the only way it can get out because of a mag mount is the hatch. The fit of the doors, the actual doors, way too tight. The coax is not going to, it'll get pinched. So, yeah, basically I'll end up shortening the coax because the unit itself will be in the back under the little hatch cover, tonneau cover, whatever you call it. And, yeah, that, it's going to actually work out fine. I have everything needed to do it. I just don't know why I don't get out there and do it.
Yeah, it sounds like it'll work out better for you. Very good. And, yeah, easy enough. And, you know, a single Cat 6 is easy to tuck, depending on how you want to do it. I would just tuck it under the sole plates. And, yeah, it's a little extra work and pretty easy to do. If you're going to go, now I like going high with my heads. I usually mount them up high, and they're up near the mirror. And so you can get to the back via the headliner, tucking it that way. But if you want to go down low in like the map pocket or something like that, I use my map pocket. It's got wireless charging. It's got some connectivity ports and things, and I don't like blocking it off. So if I can do it so I'm not blocking off the usefulness of the port up in the pocket, then sure. Otherwise, I like getting them up high, up near the mirror.
Now on that Cat 6 cable, it's the newer ribbon style, flat. There's no issue with that, right? You don't have to go with the round, older style.
No, I don't think you'll have a problem. You know, they use Cat 5 style cable, but it's not being used for that kind of a environment. Not that that would matter either, but, you know, they're going to be probably running, like, audio ground, push-to-talk. I don't know. It's hard to say what they're running. Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not. That's going to be, no, that's not an extended mic. That's a whole head. So, yeah, who knows. But, there'll be some data, probably, and I don't know if they'll do the audio, probably the audio running along there and some sort of serial communications for the head-to-trunk control. You'll be fine, regardless.
Yeah, with this model, the 800, you can get away with it because it does have an actual front-firing speaker on the head unit, so you don't even need a extension speaker. So, yeah, you know, maybe Phil will come out for the next New Haven breakfast. I'd have to report on how his unit is working. I think he's good with it.
Oh, absolutely! I saw it the other day. It's the way to go. That's generally what I do with mine, although I've become quite a fan of the handheld control head. Not every manufacturer makes a handheld control head, but I kind of like those, and I just have them come right out of my center console, and then that way when I'm not using them, I throw them in the center console and flip the lid down, and no radio.
So then your audio is coming out of the mic, of course, but then I assume you might have an extension speaker under the seat or something?
Hold on one sec here. I'm going to order my coffee. Give me one sec. All right, got my coffee order in. What was the question again?
So with the control mic, you've got the audio coming out of the mic, of course. Do you have an extension speaker under the seat or something as well?
Yeah, Yeah, so you can go either way. Most speaker handheld control heads have a speaker. Well, no, I shouldn't say that. The one I'm talking on right now does. It's the one for the XPR 5550. The one for the Motorola does not, so you run an external speaker. You can generally do either or. Some of the handheld control heads have a mic built in. If they don't, you're using a regular speaker just like, you know, you would otherwise. So some have the speaker built in, and others do not.
Copy that. Just curious, when you're running down the road, windows open, sometimes the highway noise might preclude, I might make the audio a little low, but I guess it gets down to personal preference.
Yeah, I'm not the best when the road noise and, if you put the speakers, I often put the speakers underneath the seat and I have them firing into the wheel well. And that works pretty good if you've got a really robust audio amp. I've used amplified speakers for radios that don't quite have the oomph, and the amplified speaker tends to get it done. The problem is that putting them down low there under the seat and firing into the footwell, they get bassy and muffled. They lose, a lot of the high, and so they can be difficult. I want to experiment with getting speakers up in the headliner near my head, and I'd like to experiment with that. I haven't really fleshed out any kind of like a plan for that, but you could use a lot less audio if you could get it right up by your head.
You're connected to CMN Network.
NAWRO. Well, yeah, they're doing a lot of that nowadays. In modern times, they have the microphones up there for your, cell phone connection and all that. So it would seem like that would be a really good place, right above the driver's head, or maybe centered if you want to think about a passenger, I guess.
Yeah, my last escape, I didn't have the factory premium sound system. I put in my own. And I always wanted to get the dashboard from a premium sound car and install it in mine, because it had a big center speaker on the dash. And I thought, I could swap out that deck, that dash, and then I could use that. If nothing else, I could use that hole for to bring speakers up high and right in the windshield area. And I never did find one. Kept perusing, the boneyards looking for a fourth gen. But now I actually have the 9-10 speaker premium sound system, so that's a part of it. I think they use that for navigation and the computer and all that stuff. But they also have a surround mode, and the as you probably know, you have the same arrangement in your car. I know they have audio, stereo or surround, for what that's worth. But you got to figure out, what you got, and if it works for you, then you're all good. And if it if it doesn't, then figure out what else you can do. So I don't know. I don't even know what radio I'm going to be running in that car. So we shall see. Anyhow, Tim, I am pulling up here. I don't know if you know or not, we have your old work buddies. They're all here now because of the activity next door. So they got all of them over here. So every morning we get to say hi as everybody's getting ready to get with their day.
Hopefully one of the new guys didn't park in your spot. Got to get on him for that. All right, John, have a good shift. NAWRO after you, sir.
Ooh. The really cool spots available right in front of my window. Yeah, baby. That's usually... Yeah, my spot. All right, catch you later. N-A-W-R-O. W-A-F-U. A-E-A-W-O-J.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
K-E-8-R-U-H.
What's going on, Lance? How you doing?
Just headed into work. Is there another station there?
What was that?
Good morning,
Anthony. KC8KJO. Sounds like it. There's Tom. How you doing, Tom? I'll throw it over to Lance and then over to Tom.
Okay, yep. Just heading to the office. Go ahead, Tom.
Heading up to my coworker's house, and then we're going to head up to Saginaw's and Lansing. And we'll see how it goes from there, and then I'm off for the next 4 days. Go ahead, Anthony. Very cool. Yeah, I forgot you're going up north. That'll be fun. I am heading north. I'm, lucky enough to not be working today and be, I'm going golfing, so it'll be fun. I got to be there in about an hour, so I'll be a little bit early.
Yeah, I'm going out playing golf a lot better than being in the office. How far north are you going there, Tom?
We're doing the glass bottom boat and unit thing for the shipwrecks and the pictured rocks. And then Saturday we're going to the Sioux and doing a boat tour there. And then Sunday I think we're going to Pominon Falls and then come back Monday. So yeah, it's going to be a packed weekend. We're staying in Newbury. That'll be fun. And Lance, I'm going north, but not as far north as you are. I'm just going, what would it be, like Romeo-ish, Washington Township. I think it's 31 and Mound is where I'm going. Oh, for the North Fork Black River?
I did that years ago. We did...
Yeah,
we did the picture rock tour, and then after we finished that, we hopped over, had lunch real quick, and then run over to the bus by a boat tour. Then I think the day before, the train ride, to the riverboat, and then back to the waterfall. So, we did that a few years ago, but I haven't really spent time out through. I've only passed through to get into Canada.
Hey guys, I gotta take a phone call. I'll be back. KE8RUH. Yeah, same here. I just met up with my coworker. See what our status of the day is. I'll talk to you guys later. KC8KGO.
I'm a dead no man, Glenn. KEB1.
Oh, you're out of the hole. KCKGO.
Well, at least for now. But, I feel great right now.
Yeah, going through Armada Township right now. Still on Richmond. Let's see how it goes. Gives you pretty good coverage over here.
Yeah, the repeater got this good output on it. Yeah, it might have the woods.
Yeah, it's got a good footprint. I'm over the corn stalk, so I think I'm safe. Wonder if Anthony's back, K8RUH. Anthony, still there? On the Holly Tower, you're getting kind of scratchy there, Lance.
Connected to CMN Network.
There you are, a little staticky, but I can hear you now. KCKJO.
Yeah, this is like a mini hole when you throw the grenade across. Yeah, it's getting better until you get there.
Warren on the backside of Great Lakes Crossing, but it's intermittent kind of thing. That Detroit's always the best bet up there, but Detroit's not doing too well right now.
Yeah, and Detroit's a little bit not as easy to get to. Kind of filling the holes with that, but it could be really pretty low key that one. But sounds like it might be getting on air soon again.
Yeah, I heard that, you know, because I got open slots and keys. I was doing W3 something and W4 something.
Yeah, I heard. I think he was getting our repeaters to say wasn't a machine that was on the same frequency. He was just aiming towards us and had an opening. He was able to get in.
Now, I wonder where you can find out when the fan's open. You know, like where there's a forecast or something. I mean, I've seen pictures of it, but I don't know where you go to find all that.
I don't know if there's a forecast, but I know, APRS, you'll see, there's like a map that will pop up and it'll show you kind of where packets are coming from, what the paths are, but anyway, I'm about to go underground, so I will say 7-3 is EBR.
Alright, enjoy the day. Yes, 7-3.
WAPD is mobile.
So it's KCAK Joe, still.
What's up, stranger? How you been?
Another day, another dollar, kind of thing. And I've got to be up early tomorrow morning because Wolf and I are leaving around 6 to get up the Munich thing.
I was wondering where you were at. Marion talked about calling you guys if you guys wanted to go out to dinner. But we can't tonight, baseball game. But she was wondering what you guys were up to. I said maybe you were on your vacation. But I said I hadn't heard them on the radio, but it could be that we just hadn't crossed paths.
Yeah, I was off all last week, and Melissa worked, you know, because it was our maid of fair. And then, what did we do? Oh, Saturday, whatever we did Saturday. I forgot what we did Saturday. But, yeah, we'll meet up when we get back. She's usually not working on a Monday and a Friday.
Okay, that sounds like fun. There's a guy crossing the street in a bike. Apparently he doesn't know my track record.
What's that, bump and run?
I didn't run. I stopped. I called the police. I called the ambulance.
Gotcha. So what, the person wasn't paying attention and drove it to the side of the ram, I think it.
Yeah, it was a couple of years ago. It was heading south on the northbound lane, actually in the gravel easement. And I was turning right, and he came right across in front of me, and I started to pull out and knocked him over. So I did not get a ticket. I did not get anything, you know, blah, blah, blah. But what ended up happening was, he didn't even get hurt that bad. I mean, it wasn't even transported to the hospital, you know. I think he got a bruised elbow or something like that, nothing big. And then they turned around and tried to sue me.
Yeah, that didn't serve too well, did it?
Caught out of court without prejudice, which means they can't come after me again. Technically, the other guy was supposed to get a ticket. You know, you can't ride opposite traffic on a bicycle. It's actually a law in Michigan about that. You have to ride with traffic. I know a lot of people feel more comfortable riding towards traffic, but it's a no-no.
Yeah, it's called Share the Road, and bicyclists are supposed to obey the same traffic laws as motorcycles and vehicles.
Yeah, that story's about 3 years old, so it doesn't matter, but yeah, it took quite a bit, so. Other than that, you know, I felt bad and everything else like that, but there was nothing I could do, you know. I was more worried about the northbound traffic because I was turning right, you know, and that was more important, especially when you crash it, you know, mini 696 there. On radio news, I started work on another repeater yesterday, just to have in stock for ARPC. I think we're going to end up putting it in the van. So, got to get with the team and find out what frequencies they want to put in it and things of that nature. It's a commercial repeater. It was at 150 to 170, but I was able to modify it easily to get it down to the hand band. But now I got to get it aligned, and I was reading up on it, and I can align it with a voltmeter and a nano. So I'll get it real close, and then I'll take it to the big shop in the sky and get it checked, but I'm sure I can get this one. This is a pretty simple radio.
Well, there you go. That'll work. That'll be awesome. Again, I forgot what that was. I was going to say something else. Oh, and that Commissioner Hackle at Armada Fair.
County executive. He's a good guy. I like him. He's very responsible, very into it, very knowledgeable of the county, the whole ball of wax. He's the complete package. And not to get into a politics conversation, but I saw him about a year ago in New Baltimore's event, and I teased him, and I said, "You're the only Democrat I ever voted for." And he smiled and shook my hand and said, "Thank you." So it was funny. But yeah, he's definitely a good guy.
I agree 100%. Yeah, I was down the aisle with one of my former 4-H girls and her mom and dad with the Clydesdales, and he came down with, came through with his wife and two daughters, and they just fell in love with the Clydesdales, and I bumped them on the shoulder. "Now you gotta get a horse." He goes, "Oh, no, I got to go. That's enough."
Connected to CMN Network.
W4XED, this is W3LNS.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KV8GUZ, W8CPM, signal check.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
W8RCY, I have pushed the button. Good morning, everybody. I've been on the radio earlier, but
Just got back on.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Now, this is WVIJ calling.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Good afternoon there, Tom. N-A-W-R-O. I see you're over in the Flint area.
Yep, heading up to Saginaw for the last run of the day.
That's good how you schedule those runs. So on the way back, you get closer to home, right?
Yeah, we had Novi, Lansing, and then Saginaw. So instead of going Saginaw, Lansing, Novi, went up to Novi first, then Lansing, then I went to Saginaw. Kind of timed it just right.
Yeah, that'll make for a full day, though, that's for sure. Hopefully no problem jobs, if you know what I mean.
The Lansing one took a little bit longer than expected, but we got it done. We got it the way it needed to be. And this one here in Saginaw, we got to power up this board, program it, and put it in. And then the head end does all the rest. We just got to make it, you know what IP address it is.
Copy that. So last night I meant to tell you for the D2Net, yeah, your signal was good. Of course, you're just Memphis to Richmond, right? You were using FBI Richmond, correct?
Negative. I was on 47.2.
I was wondering. I really got to kind of take a look at the voter for that, for 7.2, and then the dashboard. I should probably jot notes on who's using what, you know, just to kind of get a loose handle on. A lot of the guys just go, if they can, and they should, if they can hit GM direct, they go direct, but us guys up north, it does work, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, after a bit, then I switched over to GM, but I was listening in on 47.2 until I got GM dialed in on the B side, and once I did that, I swapped one rated to the GM from my antenna up in the attic.
Yeah, that's the same thing they asked me to do, is monitor on the GM, but in reality, I got all three on. I'm 7.2, Richmond, and the GM, I noticed, I think John and I noticed that if you do want to drop the repeater, let it reset, it's good to pause a little, just slightly longer than normal. I think it's one of ours, it seems to, I don't want to say hang, but it just takes one extra beat to let it drop.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's what I usually do, because they're all linked, key in there. Wait a second. Then key in again. Do my, you know, do my check in, and then let it go from there. And of course, I'm getting a phone call. I'll be back in a minute. KCKGO.
Copy. NAWRO.
W8FU.
I don't say.
No, I did say.
Yeah, I'm not done with my day yet. Got one more up here in Staten Island. I'm done for 4 days. Heading up north early tomorrow morning.
One more in Saganasty, and then you're off. Where are you going up north?
And I are heading up to Munising tomorrow morning. Get there before 4 o'clock, and then we got a that glass bottom shipwreck boat ride, and a few pictures rock. Back to Newbury to our hotel, and then Saturday morning we're going to the Sea Lock.
Well, when you're in the Sioux, if you see the fire chief, tell him Sean says hi.
Which one, Munising or Newbury?
Oh, I thought you said you were going to the Sioux.
Yeah, we're doing the Sioux on Saturday, so yeah, if I see the fire chief there, I'll let him know.
Yeah, he's a downstater, and then he got the gig up there, so he's enjoying life. He's up there in the Sioux, so. Must be nice. I still see him every other month in Lansing, so. Good guy.
Well, that's cool. I bounced into the county at Zek on Sunday at the fair.
There you go. Even if you never met him, he probably made you feel like he's known you all his life. He's good at that.
Oh, yeah. Super nice guy. You know, but his daughters were talking to one of my former 4-H horse kid who now is showing, you know, in her 20s, you know, her Clydesdales. So the daughter was in there chit-chatting with her for, I don't know, he hung around for a good half hour, almost an hour.
There you go. I didn't realize the fair was already kicking. Is it over yet? No. Is it? No.
Yeah, Sunday was the last day. It started a week, it started the Sunday after the Dream Cruise.
It shows you how little I pay attention. Yeah, I knew it was coming up. Should have noticed that the command post was gone. Duh, where did you think that was? Oh, well. Man, my GPS, I got the iPhone now, and I use Apple Maps. I've never had a mapping program navigate me home this route, ever. Took me through downtown, out North River Road, to get on the freeway.
Well, that's a different way. I mean, I've taken that way before. You know, 94 is like right there on the, you know, on your back door. You know, but that's all I use is Apple Maps. And I'm up here off of 81. 75.
Connected to CMN Network.
Well, I think I told you I switched over to iPhone. And this is my second time. And I'm going to try to give this one a real fair shake. But boy, I'll tell you, there's a lot of things that are annoying as hell about iPhone. I think people that are big in the Apples just don't know any better. They just don't know what they're missing. This thing drives me nuts almost daily with something. It's not just operational. It's just things you can't do, software you can't find, just ways that they do things. Is, you know, I got to admit, it's mostly minor annoyances now, whereas when I tried it last time with the iPhone 4 era, those were actually serious limitations in my opinion, but I think drives me up the wall.
W-8-R-C-Y.
So, Donald, and yeah, I like the iPhone because of its simplicity. It does everything I need it to do. I don't want anything crazy, you know, so I stick with what I have, and I'm a happy camper in regards to it. Go ahead, Donald, and throw it over to Sean, KCHKL.
Good afternoon, everybody. iPhones for me in the mid-2000s when I had my own Verizon store out there in Royal Oak, it was a case of they were like more like a status symbol than they were operational and functional. You had to have an iPhone to be in, to be a part of a certain clique or a certain group. They were highly troublesome. And when we decided through Verizon, because they were initially exclusive to AT&T when they originally launched, and when I had my store, Verizon got them, so we got them. And, Sean talks about, you know, his issues with them, and Tom, of course, you have the opposite issue. My issue was just the constant bugging of their rules and requirements to sell their products. And I basically threw them out of the store. I said, I'm not even going to carry iPhones at all. Whether it was AT&T, which we didn't have. We just had Verizon. And Sprint and T-Mobile didn't. So we just didn't even carry them.
Well, that's a whole different thing. I'm just strictly talking about the things, you know, that I want my phone to do. That I haven't found anything yet that I prefer on the iPhone. I thought there'd be some things. I thought, especially since I'm a big MacBook fanatic, I thought sure, its seamless integration with my MacBook would be, you know, would really next level the game, but really didn't. Nothing that I can't easily duplicate with my other phones. But now I'm talking about fundamental things like, you know, you want to find out the IP address of a device that connected up to your hotspot. Forget it. It's just not going to happen with an iPhone. They won't tell you, like, it's some super secret, you know, if they told you that, they'd have to kill you. You know, and there's no software you can buy to figure it out. It's like it's a mystery. So if something grabs your hotspot and you need to know the IP address for, you know, with what we do with hotspots and nodes and all that stuff, it's pretty important. Good luck. So, this is one of the minor annoyances, you know. The list is long.
Yeah, that's one thing it doesn't do is when somebody's connected to your hotspot, you can't see who's connected to it. It doesn't even tell you that something's connected to it, you know, aside from your own.
For me, you know, being, like I say, on the sales side of the phone, I'm just thinking about it. I think I was around iPhone 6, iPhone 7. My daughter, when she was out in Vegas, moved out to Vegas, she had an iPhone 7, and there was an antenna issue with the new iPhone 7. And you had to get this specific case for it that has an antenna that helps the reception and transmission of the phone. There was a flaw in it. And my daughter calls me and says, Dad, can you get me one? And can you get me one in white for me and one for my husband? Blah, 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 blah. I said to her, I says, why are you even into iPhones, you know, and everything else? But that was an argument for a separate time. But like I say, though, we had so many requirements from Apple that every employee had to have an iPhone on their belt. Well, they're not going to give us the phones. We had to purchase 6 extra phones. They weren't going to cover the cost of the demo line, which are free lines that we get to demonstrate phones to customers and use for ourselves at the company. They wouldn't do any of that. It was all out of our pocket expenses at the store in order for us to carry iPhones and demonstrate them, and we weren't going to do that. And then there were things like mystery shoppers and constant online training. And if you don't do your online training, you get a nasty email. You've got, you know, so many, you've got like 3 days, 2 days, 1 day, 12 hours to get this completed, or we're going to pull iPhones out of your store. And that's when we just said, go ahead and take them.
Have to switch repeaters here.
Well, to your point, Tom, I think they'll tell you one device connected or two devices connected. I've been able to find that much. That's the most information I've been able to find regarding the hotspot. You know, one device connected. Now, you know, that lets me know at least some information. At least if I set something up to use my hotspot and I don't have anything else that grabbed it, I can assume that device is the thing that connected. So that's a little useful, provided I jump through a bunch of hoops to ensure it's useful. But, you know, so they'll tell you, yeah, one device connected. But they won't tell you what it is. They won't tell you what IP address it got. It's just ridiculous. So, you know, then the hotspot just arbitrarily turns itself off. Just decides, that's been long enough. You know, I don't like how much data I'm seeing or not seeing, so it turns off. So if you're trying to, you know, just hook a node up to it, just leave my hotspot running. I'll tell you when I want it off. But, you know, there wasn't, you know, the hotspot, the airwaves were kind of bad. There wasn't a lot of traffic, and it just decided to turn it off. And, you know, like, screw you. You know, I don't need you to tell me when to turn it off. And, just scratching the surface. I've been trying to write them down so that I could better, you know, tell people why when I finally give this thing the HEPO. I say, no, here are the reasons why. You know, I'm not just making this up. I lived both. And, you know, and I worked around some. Some were on my list I've crossed off because I found workarounds. You know, and I fully admit some are, you know, getting used to. There's some things I don't like at all that are like, I don't like the way you have to slide from the bottom to get to the screens that are open and no close all and stuff like that. Those are just things that are getting used to. I can live with those. That'll be it a few times.
Sounds like we're complaining about iPhones.
Hello, Dakota, and yes, we are. And, yeah, there are some features that I don't like on the iPhone, but like I said, I like it just for its practicality. It's simple, and yes, I hate the whole idea when I have my hotspot on that I'll be right in the middle of something, and all of a sudden it just drops off, and when I go to reconnect it, it won't reconnect, and I got to shut it off, turn it back on. Yeah, so that's a downside of that. I had Droids before, and I like them, like I said, but for simplicity right now, I just keep everything the same. Makes it a whole lot easier. Plus, they're a little bit cheaper. I'm going to throw it over to Dakota, and I got to jump out. Dakota, when you're done, throw it to Donald, and then over to Sean. I'll talk to you guys in a bit. I got to call somebody. KGO73 for now.
All right. Good afternoon, guys. I jumped off the bandwagon. I'm on my, what is it? Bi-yearly, I don't know what the hell you call it. Every other year, I always go back and forth. So I actually sold my iPad. I sold my iPhone 17 Pro Max. Got an S26 Ultra. Android just keeps getting better and better. I mainly wanted it so I could do more, like, on the fly for my own, you know, work stuff. There's pros and cons to both, right? Like, iPhone is just a polish. You guarantee it's going to work. It's the most secure platform. I have no complaints about it other than, you know, you can't do what you can do on an Android. It's just like a Windows and a Mac. It's no different. And being that I'm no longer working on a Mac, I kind of just said, you know what, screw it. I'm invested in Windows and Android. So I bought a HP ZBook Fury and got an S26 Ultra, and pretty much with those two devices, I can do anything I need to do from anywhere. Good afternoon. Go ahead, Donald.
W8RCY. Good afternoon, Dakota. Good to hear you out there. I don't know what point you heard from me earlier, but I'm from, like, you know, I sold iPhones through Verizon, and AT&T was the first exclusive of iPhones, I think, for like the first 2 or 3 years before it opened up to everybody. But with everything that you're saying between Androids and iPhones, there's also the network, too. And one thing we noticed that when Verizon was able to sell them, we had a quick switch from AT&T users to come to Verizon because the network was better. So I'm not saying Verizon is better or T-Mobile is better or anything else. I've been on Verizon since 2000. Geez, I'm losing my mind. There's those factors as well. It's just not which operating system is better, but it's also the network. And there's one more thing I was going to say, but long day again. Sean, go ahead.
So I'll be curious, Dakota, what things do you feel an iPhone does better? Because I've yet to find one. I'm fine with most of it. I mean, it works as a device. It works okay. But, everything from that stupid, HEIC phone, picture factor, which nothing accepts. So now I got to convert pictures, maybe there's a way around that, but that's a pain in the ass. Just all sorts of stupid things just make my life, a little more difficult. The Bluetooth, sometimes my headset just won't connect up. It's just, it transitioned over to my laptop, and then it didn't come back to the phone, and there's nothing I can do. I just have to go into Bluetooth, turn it off, turn it back on, and then I can get it to reconnect, just arbitrarily. And, one thing I thought was a problem was that I never could figure out where the audio was going to be, but then I come to find out, that's kind of clever. iPhone depends on where you answer it. If I answer it on the phone, the audio will be on the phone. If I answer it on the headset, it'll be on the headset. I'm like, clever. It still screws me up, but, you get used to it, and that's actually kind of cool, I guess, if you use both. But, I can't figure out anything it does better. I like it. It works just fine, but it's just got all these little things that just drive me up the wall. And, just trying to think what... Oh, the GPS. Answer me this. Hold on a second. I'll buy a sec. I've never had this happen with any other phone I've ever owned that had GPS and I did mapping. My iPhones are all over the place sometimes. They show me out in the middle of Anchor Bay. And I'm on Gratiot. And usually it takes a while before they kind of like lock in and then they're accurate. And it happens all the time with both of my iPhones. Never happened with any other phone I ever had. Is there something wrong with their GPS or something? I don't get it.
Hey, DBF. So on that, the only thing I could recommend is check your location settings. I'm pretty sure they have some pretty aggressive privacy settings, so you have to allow location all the time. And I think you have to allow precise location for those specific apps, depending on what you're doing. And then also check the battery saver options for that. iPhone optimizes everything. I can't say that I've ever had a problem with the GPS like that. That's kind of weird. I'm thinking it might be a setting. And as far as, things it does better, pretty rudimentary fundamental stuff like texting. I like iMessage more than I like the RCS stuff with Android. It's just more fluid, it feels like, just navigating through the menus. It's just snappier, it seems like. And that is the one thing, hands down, it kills any Android phone on, is the Bluetooth integration with AirPods and the AirTags and all that stuff. I forgot what the chip's called, but that is just so much better than anything else. I've got Samsung smart trackers for my kids, and AirTags blow them out of the water. The Bluetooth connection with AirPods versus, my Ray-Ban that I have on, exponentially better on iPhone. Just little things like that that don't really matter.
Sean, you mentioned your GPS was all over the place. As both of you know, I DoorDash a lot. And recently, within this past month, I can, DoorDash, you can track them, and as they get the map to come to me.
I'm watching people blip on the screen, and the furthest DoorDash is about a mile and a half from here where I live. And one day this guy is all over the place, and he actually got routed through the Universal Mall for some reason, and he started at 12 and John R. And when he got here, he was one of my regular drivers, and I said to him, John, what's going on with GPS? And he goes, you're seeing it too? And I said, well, what's going on with yours? He said, yeah, they're trying to send me here through a subdivision and then back through Universal Mall and everything else. So he was seeing the same issues I had. I know he's got an Apple phone, and I've got an Android phone. So I made a contact with DoorDash, and they said it was something within their programming for DoorDash GPS was the problem there. So, Sean, if you're going to end up in Lake St. Clair, I know you're not on DoorDash, but I'm just saying, it may not be the fault of your phone or anything like that. It just may be something somewhere else, so to speak. That was my experience, and I've been experienced, like I said, for about the past month it started happening.
Anthony! Anyhow, it's not spaghetti day, so. But, yeah, so the AirTags seem pretty good. I don't have any experience with the Android equivalent products, so I can't speak to that. But it did remind me of something else. Yeah, the GPS, like I said, for some reason, it's always when I first start out. It's like they got to settle in. So I'll get driving, and for the first couple, 3, 4, 5 minutes, you know, I'm just all over the place. You know, it shows me, you know, mile away, going through fields, running over kids and screaming kids in playgrounds, and then finally snaps in, and I'm on the road. And never noticed that with any other device. The other one is you can't use an iPhone as an NFC device. You can read NFC things, but you can't use it as one, whereas Android you can. And, you know, I got an e-bike that you can lock with an NFC, but I got to carry the damn cards because I can't use my phone. Now, if it was an Android, I could use my phone, but I can't because Apple won't allow it. I'm like, go ahead, Anthony, pass it over to Dakota.
I just heard the gang was back together and had to jump in, and I'll throw it over to Dakota now. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
We're just doing the classic Apple versus Android situation, and there's pros and cons to both, right? I mean, I know you're an Apple guy, or an iPhone guy at least, so, you know, it's whatever you're used to. And Sean, being that you were with Android for so long and then going to iPhone, yeah, it's like a little bit of a shell shock. I go back and forth so much that it doesn't even matter, but so far I've been very happy with the S26 Ultra. It does everything I needed to do. This whole thing prompted when the Fold 8 came out, and I bought that, and I tried it. I'm like, I can't do this. It's just too weird. So I went back to my typical flat phone, and all's good.
Anthony, good to hear from you, sir. I hope all is well. Now with my significant other, she's all Android, but for work, she has to be all Apple and MacBooks and computers and all that. So, and she works full-time out of her home now. And everything in her home, she's got an office, is all OS, Mac, Apple, that whole thing. But right next to her is her personal laptop, Android, personal phone, Android. Everything else is all Android. But, you know, her company phone is also an iPhone, by the way. But it's just like, she works on it every day, and she just gets frustrated with it. And if she has to do something where she can, like, just spin her chair around, go to the credenza behind her and play on her Android or, Android products like Google and stuff like that, she's so much happier, and she can get the situation resolved quicker. I don't know how she does it, but, being able to multitask. One last thing I want to say about this break. When I got into Apple phones in the mid-2000s, I think it was 2005 or 2006, we started our company outside reseller, not reseller, but indirect agency, that's the term.
And I started using Apple. I had to go through the training of it because I didn't know the first thing about these things. And, you know, the training manuals and stuff, which I think I still have. I know I got my Verizon training manuals from 2000, but it's just a whole different world. And I think those who start and are born with an Apple phone in their hand praise them more because they never really tried anything else. There was nothing else out there back in the day, but, you know, CDMA, TDMA, and GSM networks and things like that versus operating systems. You only had the AT&T operating system, Singular, Verizon, and VoiceStream, which was the original T-Mobile. That's my two cents. Sean, go ahead.
I don't know who gets it next, but, well, I think we beat that horse to death 1,000 times, you know, and, I mean, I see what there is to like on them. I just don't think they're superior, but I do love my MacBook. That's the bear that keeps bringing me back to the iPhone, is I love my MacBook so much. Well, I just pulled up at home, guys, so I'm going to cut you loose, and we'll talk to you a little later. W8FU, Anthony.
Have a good evening, Sean. I'll catch up with you later. Yeah, I mean, you know, if we could just go back to Blackberries, that'd be fantastic. Blackberry Messenger was the best. I think Dakota gets his next.
Blackberry is by far the most superior phone ever made. I wish we went back to it. I'm going to jump out, though. I got to go pick up my little dude from daycare. The other kids just got off the bus, so good catching up with you guys, and I'll catch you later.
NA, DBF. W8NSC, I'll second that on the BlackBerry.
Copy that quick input. Didn't catch your call sign. Yeah, BlackBerries. When I had the indirect agency, we had them on Verizon and we had them on Sprint. And, yeah, definitely liked them. And I believe my significant other had one, not the... You know, not the basic blue, purple, whatever color they wear, Blackberries, but she had the newer one, the sleeker one. She had one of those as a personal device for a while before anything else, and she spoke highly of them. And I do miss them. She was, yeah, they were okay. That's my two cents. All right, I'm out of here, too, for now. W8RCY. Again, good hearing from Dakota and Anthony, and kind of like Anthony said, yeah, the gang's back together. We're just, what, 5 hours, or what is it? 9 hours difference. All right. W8RCY.
W8NSC. Have a good one. W8NSC. Clear. Monitoring.
Have a good one, Donald. We'll catch up with you soon. KE8RUH.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
WACPT.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
W8VD is mobile.
Who is the EB8Y?
I'm mobile into a kid's baseball game, grandchild. Where are you mobile into?
I am mobile and home. Finish my work and I'm just about there. Just get off the highway.
Yeah, very good. I'm telling me to take Jefferson, so my guess is the highway and the accesses to the highway are probably clogged up. So I'm not even going to guess Google's GPS. I'm just going to follow its lead.
Yeah, last time I was over that way, they had 94 closed, so it was cell phone from 16 to all the way to Gresh, I think.
Yeah, when there's an accident or something happens on that road, us Eastsiders are in a lot of trouble. It's not even pleasant.
Yeah, that was for Orange Barrels. I don't know what they're doing over there, but it was the weekend too, so probably was, I don't know if they're closing just for the weekend or for the, for more than that.
Well, over here, buddy, there's no rhyme or reason. It's whenever they feel like it. Sometimes it's to do with the weather, sometimes it's to do when they can work, sometimes it's to do they're trying to be nice. But, personally, living over here all this time, I don't think they care. If they just do what they gotta do when they have the resources to do it, and call it a day.
Sometimes I need to do it just to mess with people. Just because they can, you know, they'll throw a whole bunch of barrels out there and close the road and have nobody out there working on anything.
I like it over here. I mean, it's not as bad. The biggest thing I like about it is there's no traffic to the east of us because there's water in the way. So that makes it nice. But you thought, when I first moved over here, there could be only so many people that could move over here. Well, I proved that wrong.
Some of the stuff they do is just kind of silly. The one I'm looking at, like the one construction site, they took and put a whole bunch of barrels on the whole run-up lane, so you had to, because it was going on the one lane, they took away the run-up lane, so they, you know, you had to get merged into the traffic right away instead of being able to use the run-up lane to find a spot to merge in. Just like, why are we doing this stuff?
Well, you're missing the big 696 fiasco. That is still down, I believe, one direction. So, but in the next year, it's going to be the other direction. So, that road has never been right as far as I've been around. It's always been a nightmare, and I still don't think it's going to be right when they're done because they still dug a hole and put a road down there. But it is what it is. You got to love us. So... it's not too bad going this way, actually. I think it was kind of right. A lot of traffic going the other way, but not very many people want to head south. So it makes it nice. So have you been doing anything exciting lately? Any radio projects or building anything?
Yeah, I thought I'd be going the opposite way of the mainstream. Yeah, not really anything good. Well, this weekend we've got this Bike MS event, so it'll be, it's only a one-day event this year. Normally it's two, so, but we'll be getting into trucks and driving around and looking for bikers and playing on the radio.
Are they using your ham resources for this as help, or is this something that you're participating in other ways?
Yeah, it used to be more ham, it's more Oxcom now, so we'll be on the MPSDS system, so. Some of the steam and toggers.
Somebody wanted in there, go ahead. Yeah, that's pretty popular. I see a lot of them. They used it just for the Armada Fair. They used it for the Baltimore Fair. What else did they use it for? They used it for a whole bunch of things that it seems to be a system that's quite robust and works remarkably well. I played with it. It's almost flawless. And it never seems to get overloaded for what it is. So, and you don't need to say your call sign every 10 minutes. So I think it's a great little system for, you know, doing that kind of stuff. Do you own one MPSD, or do they just hand them all out?
I don't own one, but I have one issued to me. It's a good system. Up in UP, you get better MPSCS coverage than you do cell coverage, so that's kind of interesting, but yeah, just don't forget you're down in the good Macomb simulcast, that there's lots of talk groups and lots of voice channels available when you get some of the smaller areas, they don't have as many channels to get bonked on, just waiting for a channel grant, so we run into that when we're driving across the state. We just get bonked because we're low priority and whatnot.
You don't have bandages because you don't want to have issues here. But you Oxcom, is that what you are? I just took that class. I saw a bunch of other ones over here at AFRDS too. So we are officially Ox whatever team.
I have mine through Siemens, but I need to take the Oxy class. I signed up for it, and then they canceled the class, and then they weren't doing them for a while, and then I think the one you guys took in, what was it, July, I think I wasn't able to get to, but I do need to take the Oxy class, but, yeah, we're trying to get some traction in the organization up here, but we got some headwinds. Anyway, I am home, so I will say 7-3, A-B-1.
You have fun. Pleasure talking to you. Enjoy your taking care of the bikers. So I like biking. That would be a toss-up, so I'm not a very good biker, but I do like biking. I got a nice e-bike that I have a lot of fun with. I rode it the other night about 3.5 miles. It's pretty part of myself. And I didn't really use any of the power until I when I need it, I was glad I had it. That old thing. But it's still gonna do to come in and coach potato. You take care. So far my Google GPS has been right. This has been a pretty smooth sale. WA Mr. Nelson.
Connected to CMN Network.
KJO, KCA-KJO from NAWRO. Tommy Alter. Nothing heard. NAWRO, clear call.
KCA-KJO.
NAWRO. Are you back in county, Tom?
No, I won't be for, it says my ETH and my QTH is 731, 1931. But I should be close enough that I could probably go on repeater phone and hit it that way.
All right, I was a little curious because I'm getting ready to drop MI1, and that would kind of abandon you out there, so that'll work. Let's do it that way.
Yeah, not a problem. Yeah, I'm up here by Frankenmuth right now, so I won't be back in earshot until at least probably another half hour.
Alrighty then, that'll put you right in time for the net then. I believe Mike's got the net tonight.
Sounds like a plan, sir.
Alright, safe travels back, Tom. We'll be looking for you later. I'll be dropping MI1 momentarily, and then we'll join the Mecca and the FBI a little bit before quarter two. NAWRO, after you, sir.
Sounds good. Yep, I'll jump over to repeater phone in about 25 minutes. 73 Penal, KACKJO.
Not so fast, Cujo. W8RCY.
Yes?
Are you too far away from Frankenmuth to maybe if you have to turn around, go back and bring me home a chicken dinner tonight?
Might have to do that next Monday, because when I get home after the net, I gotta get packed up because I'm going to be leaving early tomorrow morning for the UP, and I'll be gone all weekend.
I digress. Well, your trip and everything like that for work is more important than my stomach. I get it. Priorities. Pays the bills. My stomach doesn't. Anyhow, I just had to rag you about it. I thought, hey, I got a chance to get a Frankenmuth chicken dinner. I'm going to take a shot at it.
I'm already down by Clio. Was it Pine Run Creek? Yeah, Montrose. I'm with 5 miles from downtown Flint. KJKJO.
Okie dokie. Safe travels home. Safe travels over the weekend. I heard you're doing the one lap of Michigan thing. So do take care. Have a good night. W8RCY.
All right, Donald, take it easy. 73 KJO.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KVDYL.
Connected to CMN Network.
Hello, Bravo 8, this is Tango Alpha 4.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.